today on the podcast, we want to talk about a company that we've actually talked about before. They're doing some very interesting things, and it is DID. You might remember them because a few years ago, they had this all these viral clips, and they were essentially enabling you to like upload a picture of like one of your like your great-great-grandparents, and they would like animate it and turn it to like a video. So they were like moving and stuff, and people were like, oh my gosh, like this is what my great-grandma would look like if she was like moving based off of like a picture that you had of her. So yeah, so anyways, that's the company. But they're doing something new today that I think is super fascinating. That is that they are launching an AI video translation tool. And the cool thing about it is that it actually clones your voice, which we've seen other places do, but it does lip syncing. Now, this is a huge deal. I'm going to explain why, because you probably even heard me talk about other tools that do the voice cloning thing. The lip syncing thing is really hard and not a lot of places do it. So I'm excited that DID is diving into this. A ton of side hustles that Jamie and I have been talking about or thinking about that I think apply to this. Before we get into that, I want to let you know that Jamie and I have just dropped an exclusive video only available over on our school community. So if you're not subscribed, you can get the link in the description, all about the Amazon incentive program. The Amazon incentives program is something that they do every year where they essentially pay you $25, $50 for every 10 to 30 second video that you make of products around your house. Just random products. You make a video saying, hey, look, this pen is super interesting. It clicks really nice. It's super smooth. The ink is great, right? So 10, 30 seconds doing a little review like that of a video. Doesn't have to have your face in it. It's super, super low key. And they will pay you $25 to $50 for it. Last year, I made $12,500 doing this. I made 500 videos in a few days. My wife and I had a real good system. We cranked it out in a few days. And they may or may not be doing it again this year. Now, if you want to learn how to do the Amazon influencer program, the Amazon incentive program, we just dropped a video. Go join our school community. It's $25 a month. It's never going to be this cheap. We keep increasing the price every single week. We're going to get it up to $50 or $100 a month. So right now it's $25 a month. And if you get in now, you lock in your price and we won't raise it on you. You got to lock in that price. So go check it out if you're interested in getting our exclusive content, finding out about these side hustles. I think you're going to enjoy it. And if you do it, you will probably make a lot of money. So anyways, that's that. Go check out the link. Jamie, I want to kick this over to you to talk a little bit more about DID. What do you think, I guess, are some of the things that you're most excited about with this new launch and some of the new features that they're putting out?
Yeah, so this is really cool. I think mostly in my mind, the technology is cool and to kind of think about where it's going. Currently, it looks like they are supporting videos up to 5 minutes in length, which basically, as you said, Jaden, that you can just have upload a video of yourself talking and it will, you can translate your voice into any language and it sounds like you talking. But now the next level is that it actually will lip sync. So it looks like you're actually speaking that other language. It won't look dubbed. So that to me is super cool. It looks like as far as limitations, like I said, 5 minutes is the cap. And it only works with one person in frame. So, you know, but I think, like I said, that's just the beginning. This technology is going to continue to grow and improve. Sarah and I think it was about a year ago now. I forget which company was doing something similar. It might've been, HeyGen. I forget, but, yeah. My idea was to basically take all of our YouTube videos and translate them to Spanish and then re-upload them. The problem with our YouTube videos is that they're typically longer. And so it basically crashed when I tried to do it. So, the 5 minutes still for our YouTube channel probably isn't long enough, but for my secret side hustle that I just told you about off camera, if you were making a song, for example, and you wanted to translate it into a different language, maybe this would work. I don't know. Jaden, where do you see this going? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't even think about music. That's a crazy concept that I'd be so curious to see how it goes. So the thing that I'm really excited about with this, I personally have also done some things in this realm, and I've used 11 Labs Translation Studio. It's a pretty awesome product. It does the same thing with the voice cloning. So it will essentially take your voice, clone it, make you speak in other languages, and it's really convenient. You literally just drop in a link to your YouTube channel. It lets you do longer videos, which is awesome. So I can do 10, 20 minute long videos. And I think that's where it has DID beat. Where it does not have this new DID thing beat though, is with lip syncing. The problem with it is it's like, cool, it's the video, the original video of me talking. I'm like speaking a new language and it's like over the video and like, that's cool. But the lip sync is not, it's not lip synced. So it's just like, I don't know, my lips are kind of moving randomly and it, I feel like it's just not like that incredible of user experience. And it's obvious that it's a dub and not, it's obviously like way better than like some sort of AI dub that's not your own voice or whatever, but it's just not, it's not lip sync. So I think if DID can solve this, and like you mentioned right now, it's 5 minutes. You could probably take a 10 minute video, cut it in half and upload it, the two halves, and splice it back together. It's a little bit of work, but like if their output is really that good, it's, it might be worth it, you know, or if it's a 20 minute video, you got to do like four chunks. So I could see how that would be annoying for people, but the lip sync feature, I think people should not be sleeping on it. That is really, really amazing. Now, when it comes to like people actually making money from this, I think Mr. Beast was one of the very first YouTubers that really went hard on kind of the language translation YouTube dub strategy. And he translated his main Mr. Beast channel into like 11 different channels. And one of them was Spanish, which I think has dozens of millions of subscribers now. And it's not even his voice. He's like just paid voice actors. He did it like the old fashioned way, paid voice actors to do dubs over their lips and stuff. And so, yeah, no, I think it's really interesting. I think he has made millions of dollars doing that, like making that decision to translate it into like a bunch of different languages, has millions of subscribers and millions of dollars that he wouldn't be able to have otherwise if he just stuck to English. So I think there is a huge opportunity. The market's really big, especially when you think about it, like a lot of these other markets, whatever your niche or industry that you might create content or your business might serve, oftentimes it's very low competition in certain markets. So like I've seen people start entire businesses. For example, there's a company that they give you like a transcript. They have a plugin inside of Adobe Premiere that gets a transcript for your video. And they made, I think like $100,000 when they first launched it, because all they were doing was, there was already plugins that did it, but none of them supported like Hebrew or something. So they did it where it supported Hebrew. And they made a lot of money. They just got some influencer that spoke Hebrew that was like in that community in Israel or whatever. And anyways, all I'm saying is going native for certain languages that have lower competition can be a huge competitive advantage. You can have the exact same product or the exact same content or the exact same software, but you just, it's all for this specific language and you can make a really big viable business for it. So I think there's a ton of opportunity in kind of language translation. And now that you can do the lip sync, I think that is actually game changer.
Yeah. And I mean, I could even see Google or YouTube acquiring a company like this down the road too, because I think with Mr. Beast specifically and a couple of those really high tier creators, YouTube released a feature where they could, it would automatically dub in like four or five different languages if you just clicked the different like within the app. You know, and so you know, YouTube maybe would be exploring something like this too. Within the app for creators, I feel like that'd be a super helpful tool as well to reach a worldwide audience. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see where it goes, but this is definitely, it's a cool technology and yeah, it's exciting. So if you enjoyed this episode, be sure to leave us a review. It really makes a difference for us and we really appreciate it. So yeah, we hope you have an amazing rest of your day. Thanks for listening.